somebody from the ABC came, I think it might have been to one of the parties, because they'd been running the checkerboard programs on all sorts of issues, you know, unemployment, marriage, whatever. And the producer, Neil Munro, who turned out to be gay himself, you know, he came out during the filming, which was interesting. He must have put in, you know, a word to say, you know, we need to look at this issue, you know, this need to deal with it because it's, you know, it's part of the checkerboard. And a researcher, Priscilla Tambone was her name. She, my memory is she came to the party and she spoke to different people trying to find a couple who would be prepared to go on the program. And I think they had, you know, a fair bit of difficulty in finding a couple. And then eventually she talked to us and in our naivety, but, you know, commitment we had, we said, yes, it'd be a good thing to do. We need to do it. It's important to do. And that's how the checkerboard program came about. And, you know... the filming of that, of course, they used film, not videos in those days. They were all small cassettes. I think they ran for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And it took them 3 weekends to film that, you know. I mean, we've done some programs since, and they come in for 2 hours, and that's it. But 3 whole weekends. And there's a whole lot of stuff that, you know, didn't get into the final program. One of them is that we organized a dinner in our house, in the back room, the dining room. And we had some friends there who were a married couple and some other people. And, you know, there was lots of conversation going on. And that was, I don't know, on a Saturday night or something. But we had wonderful steak, which the ABC paid for, but none of it ever appeared in the program. And I think there were some other, well, obviously, you know, 3 weekends of filming, there would have been more than they did, you know, since. So, you know, that had a huge impact in a number of ways.
Yes.
You know, the interview and the televising of it was just extraordinary. I mean, some years ago, Bond was at something, and it might have had to do with the 25th anniversary of the Mardi Gras. There were some seminars organized, I think, and he had... Bond was there and he was talking, and afterwards there was a person in the audience who was living in the country at the time who, you know, came up to him and said, thank you for what you did. That was the first time I had seen some positive images of, you know, of some gay people on the television. And, you know, there have been other occasions when that's come across. So apart from, you know, having a personal effect on lots of other people, it had a big effect on us as well. I mean, you know, the outcome of Bond getting the sack is something, but that's the naivety when I was started talking about this, but the commitment we had.
Mm. Well, you had no effect on your job?
No. I was working at P&O at the time, and Because there were lots of gays at P&O in the office.
Of course, yeah.
And one thing I did notice, there were a number who were friendly before. They didn't want to have a great deal to do with me because it would perhaps show that they were gay. You know, they were in the closet.
Yeah.
So I had a bit of that, and fortunately, I didn't lose my job. But from what I heard, there was talk about it in the boardroom. You know, but if I didn't mention the company, and which I didn't,
yes.
I just said I'm a clerk,
yeah.
And you know, it would be all right. So I came off, you know, quite well in that respect. But of course, having to, you know, we 72, we moved into the house in the middle of 69. So we hadn't been here for very long, just about 3 years, and then, you know, losing one income, you know, that was quite a difficult thing. There was a person, and I'm sorry, I can't give you his name again, not that I don't want to, but I can't remember, who gave Bon a donation of a couple of $100s, which was quite a lot to... because he believed in the cause, and you know, and he had lost his job. I think there was some other fundraising going on, you know, which was gratefully accepted. But you know, it made us, I think it made the organization stronger, it made us, you know, more determined to try and bring about some change.